Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, everybody. This is Rob Thrasher. I'm going to do a little bit, about 15 minutes, on the South China Sea. I think this is a vastly under talked about issue, and I truly believe, and I try not to invoke names here, but I truly believe if Rush Limbaugh, with his golden EIB microphone, was still around with us, he would be really heavy on this topic, South China Sea update. I asked ChatGPT to tell me what it thought, and here's what it said. The situation in the South China Sea remains complex and dynamic, with ongoing tensions among countries bordering the region, primarily China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. Disputes in the South China Sea primarily revolve around territorial claims, resource exploitation, I don't know why it has to be exploited, but, you know, they get the little jab in there. Freedom of navigation and the top dog, the most important one, strategic military interests. ChatGPT continues, China's assertive actions in the South China Sea include the construction of artificial islands and military installations. Did you hear that? Construction of artificial islands and military installations upon those islands. I heard a rumor somewhere those islands are sinking, but in the meantime, they pose a vital threat to the free navigation of the South China Sea. let's see. Islands for military installations have drawn international scrutiny and criticism. The United States and other countries have conducted freedom of navigation operations in the area. That means we're pissing them off to challenge what they perceive as China's excessive maritime claims. Efforts to address disputes in the South China Sea have included diplomatic negotiations, multilateral dialogues, legal proceedings. However, finding a lasting resolution remains challenging due to the complex nature of the dispute and the strategic interests of the involved parties. It's not that complicated. China lost the war. There was an actual war, civil war, and China was split up. So to the victors go the spoils, I say. Efforts to address disputes in the South China Sea, we said that, and China and Taiwan were divided during a civil war in the 1940s, but Beijing, aka China, has always maintained that the islands should at some point be reclaimed. So these are all vital words, reclaimed. Beijing has described the newly reelected government in Taipei, Taiwan, as separatists while refusing to rule out the use of force to bring it back into China's direct orbit. That means China takes it over, and it's now China's, and making it arguably the most dangerous place on Earth. Well, I think that goes without saying. I don't think it's arguable at this point. I think it is most definitely the most dangerous place, a powder keg, a tinder keg, if you will. For the latest developments, you know, I get a lot of this stuff from ChatGPT. I also get a lot of it from Google News. Google News is really an agglomeration of the different news stories throughout the weeks, and it gives you the dates and citations, and it's really cool. I always use Google News for this kind of thing. It gives me just kind of an insight into things that maybe if you're just used to reading or getting your news from one source, NBC, CNN, the leftist liberal media, then you're going to be, you know, pleasantly surprised when you get the whole story brought to you in part by Google News. It's not an ad, by the way. I am not getting paid. It's just it's a very cool, you know, it's basically a way to isolate just news stories, but it uses, you know, obviously the speed and the agility and the accuracy of the Google, you know, search algorithm. So it's really nice. I like to get ChatGPT's opinion on these things sometimes. Could also be fairly enlightening. This is a powder keg. This South China Sea. See what a lot of people and a lot of this media stuff, that even the stuff I'm reading that I got through ChatGPT, you can see how they twist words to their interests. They call it resource exploitation. You don't exploit a resource. You either use it or you don't use it. You're not exploiting it. So to me, that's a liberal lefty word in that entire that entire article that, like I say, was a summary of a reply that ChatGPT gave me when I asked it to tell me about the China-Taiwan thing. So China loses Taiwan. They lost it. Okay? It's a chess match. That's check and mate, my friend. You don't get it back, especially not by force. Now, I've heard some people saying things in the news, like, for instance, that Taiwan is considered a NATO country, and which means that the window the umbrella of coverage that NATO provides would be automatically enforced would be brought to Taiwan if Taiwan was attacked by China. Not exactly. What we have is, if you actually, once again, this was Google News, and I said, is Taiwan in NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? And the truth be told came back, the results came back, was that on September 30th, 2002 through 2003, that the Congressional Act called the Foreign Relations Authorization Act for fiscal year 2003 required that Taiwan be, in quotes, treated as though it were designated a major non-NATO ally. So they're not in NATO, and they don't necessarily deserve all the rights of a NATO country, per se. So treated as though, and this was a Foreign Relations Authorization Act for fiscal year 2003, Y2K plus 3. And once again, in this sentence says it required that, I'm not sure if that word came out of this document or not, so you guys can Google that, but Taiwan shall be treated as though it were designated a major non-NATO ally. So what does that mean? It doesn't put it up on par with the NATO countries. You can Google who those are if you'd like to know. And so it's a non-NATO ally. So I guess it's a tricky term. You gotta watch these terms these people use. I'm not sure I like the term non-NATO ally. I mean, because all you're really doing is you're pushing, if you thought they were in NATO, this just says, you know, Taiwan can stand in the line behind 50 other countries, in a sense. I guess, seeing as how I don't think there's oil there, somebody Google that for me. Taiwan, I don't think has any oil or any major reserves. But it should be treated as though it were a major So of all the non-NATO countries who are our allies, it's like it's trying to create a new group of major non-NATO allies. But the reality of that is it's basically saying Taiwan does not deserve the protection afforded the NATO countries when we form the NATO alliance. Now, how important is it that Taiwan remains free from China? Well, there's a new government in Taiwan, and they're saying they're giving China the big finger, if you know what I mean. They're saying, no, heck no, we won't go. Let's see here. We got some more insight here, and this comes from theweek.com. China and Taiwan were divided during a civil war in the 1940s, but Beijing has always maintained that island should at some point be reclaimed. So the new governments have sparked a lot of these comments. For decades, the governments in Beijing and Taipei had an unwritten agreement not to cross unofficial median line that divides a 110-mile-wide strait between them. Now China is crossing it almost daily in the sea and in the air, said Rupert Wingfield Hayes, BBC's Asia correspondent based in Taipei. CNN's Will Ripley said that Beijing's persistent incursions had provided a powder keg. So I kind of took that word from him. But this is not good stuff. This is major liberal, conservative, across the board. This isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. This is across the board that we're basically all agreeing that China is probably planning to invade Taiwan. Beijing toughens rhetoric as increased incursions into Taiwan Straits risk accidental confrontation. There's not going to be an accident. There's going to be an accident, and China's going to be missing some phony islands. That's what's going to happen as soon as we figure out how to drive a sub through that thing and sink it. Mark my words, okay? Mark my words. Those islands, if they're not sinking, which is the kind of the rumors, the scuttlebutt, if you will, if they're not sinking, I don't see why we wouldn't be able to make them sink without anybody knowing. Have you ever seen those little tiny subs that go out on all the big subs now? I don't think people notice that. Yeah, I just saw a picture of a submarine, U.S. sub, in port, and it had two little baby subs on it. It's the cutest little things. Geez, I wonder what those are for. Well, you can probably look it up and see what they're for. Obviously, they're for more people to come out of the sub than planned on coming out of the sub. And I'm guessing the sub will be in an unknown, undisclosed location when the little baby subs get born. I've seen a lot of reels from the SEALs, how it's literally sometimes the SEALs launch out of the torpedo tubes, but they're going in luxury now, and I wonder how far inland that little sub goes. It looks to be 20 feet tall, maybe about as tall, not as tall as the mast on the subs or the contour. But they're pretty little. I'm thinking they can go probably deeper than the big sub, almost for sure deeper. But also they can, I don't know, they can probably, why couldn't they go right up to the shoreline almost? That's some pretty cool stuff. But so we'll see how this goes down. Like I said, I am very confident that Rush Limbaugh, and I used to listen to Beck, Glenn Beck back in the day, I think those talking heads would have lit this issue on fire by now. You just don't hear a lot of it. It's a little difficult to find it. But yeah, you just go to, just remember news.google. Again, it's just kind of their own little sub search engine of only published news stories, which is pretty helpful. I don't know. I feel like China's jabbing us in the side every time it's crossing all of these lines that we've discussed. Taiwan is, again, it's not a on paper official agreement, but it's a line, and they're crossing it a lot more than they ever have in the past. I was telling somebody, I said, you know, we have a military with hundreds of years of experience battling foreign as well as here on our shores, in our country. And I'm just not that afraid of the quote-unquote Chinese military, the Chinese Navy. You know, these captains are brand new captains of a ship that's never existed. So I don't know if you know how many of you are familiar, but the Soviets had billions of dollars. You know, and they lost them a lot. And they would come to us and say, we lost another one. So I'm not really too scared of what China might have. The only thing that makes me a little nervous here, we got about a minute 17 left. Hey, check us out. Look me up, Rob Thresher, the AI guy. I'm working on with some partners on some AI bots and using similar technologies that I use for the show, the chat, GPT. 60 seconds. So check that out. Just search Rob Thresher, the AI guy. We'll keep an eye and we'll do some follow-ups on this China thing. They built islands. They built, they made like 20 islands. And there's clearly missile silos going on those islands. Are they sinking? I have a feeling they might. Yeah, we'll never know the truth of all of that, but I don't know. It's worth keeping an eye on, I think. 27 seconds. Check us out, the AI guys. I'm going to be working on cybervillage.fun. Cybervillage.un, fun, @UN. And I'm going to be doing some gaming-type stuff. Computer gamers, all you Xbox gamers, everybody with your having like some contests and stuff like that here in upstate New York area. Take care. Peace.